Rock 95, Sum 41 out for Blood. Spence, good morning. And we continue our Police Officer Appreciation Month here. I want to thanks to our sponsors as well, Knuts & Casey, Rivers Edge Hospital and Clinic, and Firmenich over in New Ulm. Joining us is John Kopp from Eagle Lake popping back in today. Thank you for coming over again today.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, lots going on. Of course, we have some weather situations, but I know before we get to that, I know there's something coming up that you want to talk about that's happening over in Eagle Lake pretty soon here, right? This winter.
Yes, correct. On Saturday, February 8th, from 2 to 4, this will be sponsored by the Eagle Lake Park Board. We have free winter activities at Lake Eagle Park, which is off of Thomas Drive in Eagle Lake. We'll have some sledding, boot hockey, snowshoes, and more. And we'll also have hot chocolate and cookies available in our warming house just as get some activities underway for in the winter.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. How many years you guys have been doing this now?
This will be our first year doing this.
Okay.
It's just something new the park board has thought up to get people out and about and get to meet your neighbors. And
well, that sounds like a fun day. Boot hockey?
Boot hockey, yeah.
So I don't have to skate?
No.
I might be able to compete on that. Right, I might be able to do that, I think. What do you think about that, Johnny Monroe?
For those who can't skate, like myself, that would be fun.
Yes, I can't skate either, so.
Perfect. We got a team together.
Okay, he's the biggest guy, the three of us, John, so he can be in goal. Sure. You and I will be the wingers. We just need to get some other guys from the police force. Let's get a team
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely, we can do that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, that's a neat way, a great idea. Who came up with that?
The Eagle Lake Park Board came up with the idea, again, just to get people out, visit with their neighbors, and just get people out during the winter and do some fun activities.
Yeah, because, you know, it is, like you said last week, it is a bedroom community, and sometimes, you know, you don't maybe know all of your neighbors, for crying out loud, because right. you're always busy traveling here and there and into town and wherever.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and we promote getting to know your neighbors, obviously, because, you know, they're the eyes and ears for you when you're not home or around, and they kind of know when something's odd to
that's
report
right.
it to us.
Well, this is a cool event, so first time, well done with that. Now, okay, we have some other show. Okay, school's back in session, had a little break there, and now you wanted to talk about some school bus situations and what people do need to be concerned with.
Yeah, I just want people to give a quick reminder out to people that, you know, the school buses are back out on the road again, and when the stop arm and the flashing red lights are on, and they need to stop for those, and no matter which direction they're going on a two-way road, they need to stop. And sometimes we have some issues with that where people are in a hurry or they tend to forget or are distracted.
It's amazing to me that after all these years of going through the same conversation every year about the school buses during school bus season, that we have the same problem. Stop. They have a lot more things to live for than your 5 minutes of being late. Let them get off the bus, get on the bus, do what they got to do. Take your time, plan ahead, but stop. That's ridiculous.
Right. And sometimes, okay, and I'll confess, when I was a kid, when I first got my driver's license, I had it less than a month, right? That's what I got a ticket for. Well, because, you know, it's one of those things
and not knowing.
You don't see it a lot. You know, you're an inexperienced driver, and you're not thinking, and then you do that, and you're like, oh, crap, and then you get a ticket, and you're like, okay, lesson learned. I have to make sure when that arm is out, stop, right?
Yes, stop. I mean, it's a misdemeanor violation for going through a school bus arm with the flashing red lights on. However, if there's kids getting on or off the bus or outside the bus, it's a gross misdemeanor offense. So it's up.
A little more serious.
A little more serious.
Okay, well, that's good to know. What else are we missing? What else do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, with the impending winter weather that we have coming up, especially on Friday, I just want to, you know, remind people to drive for the conditions. Slow down. Leave early. Leave yourself extra time. Let the snow plows do their job. You know, stay back. You know, one of the biggest things that we run into a lot with the accidents and vehicles off the road is people driving too fast for the conditions. They need to just slow down and give themselves some extra time.
What's the rule of thumb on parking on the street, too? You'd like to get those people off the street so they can clear good, right?
Right. We call a snow emergency usually when there's 3 inches or more of snow in town. And
okay, that's good to
that
know,
means
right?
that, yeah. yeah, that means there's no parking on city streets. until it's lifted, not until it's plowed curb to curb, until the snow emergency event is lifted. So that's a little different than some people are used to.
Yeah. So we've got projected some pretty good snow on Friday now, so people should be aware of that.
Just be prepared. I mean, yeah. You know, weather people tell us what's coming, and just a matter of being prepared and stepping up and making those changes.
Well, very cool, John. Are you going to pop in next week if
yes,
you get time?
I am.
Okay, very cool. A pleasure
to
talk
you
with
having me.
Pleasure to talk with you again. We'll talk more about your event because I think that's going to be a cool thing, especially if you live over in Eagle Lake. Why not go over and check it out?
Exactly.
Right?
And that's Saturday, February 8th.
Yes, correct. From 2 to 4.
Get your boot hockey teams ready to go. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That should be cool. Now, can people outside of Eagle Lake area come over and participate?
Absolutely. Everybody's invited. It's just for get to know people and to have a good time.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.